All right, Kate. Hey, the main event, non-main event streak is over. Was that six? What were we at?
It was six. Yeah, it was six.
Thank God. You got in. And, yeah, you didn't even have to go to LCQ. So that was cool. You had to be happy about that. To get in top 18 on speed, that's the way you want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've qualified top 20 at, like, four of the races I didn't make the main at. So I've had the speed. It's just been, a string of bad luck and bad decisions. Like, you know, the Starling and the thing in Detroit where I got bumped off the finish line. Like, those are just – it's the times when I'm like, hey, I should probably check up and not try to make the pass right here. But then, like, last weekend, my hole shot button gets stuck, and I try to jump the first rhythm and nearly go over the bars and then end up in the tough block. So that stuff happens, and it was a string of bad luck, and it is what it is.
Yeah, because you're riding well at the beginning of the year, and, you know, you're getting in easy, riding well, moving forward even from bad starts, which is always a sign to me that, a guy's on it. So, yeah, that's got to suck every week to be like, oh, yeah, hey, what's up, Julian? Sorry, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I ride for a team that, we should be in the main events every weekend. I mean, it's really tough when I'm out there grinding every weekend and Tanti shows up and makes it the first week, I mean, he's a great rider, nothing against him. But, like, for me, qualify better than him and that stuff. And you always want to be the best guy on the team. And, yeah, it was just, like I said, string of shitty things happening.
The web incident, shit happens. You got sideways. You didn't mean to do it, but that sucks.
I mean, yeah, it's a real bummer. I mean, I've already had to shut my Insta and stuff off because the DMs are just rolling in. And it sucks because I like Coop.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I definitely want him to be in this thing. And Chiz and I were just duking it out for 14th, and we were letting people by, and then he passed me while I was getting the blue flag. So I thought I was letting him by because I thought it was a leader,
okay. And
it was not a leader. Yeah. So then I got, like, irate. And so then I went to pass him back, not really paying attention to who or how close the leader was behind me. And, yeah, stepped off the table into the ruts. I mean, it's like, obviously Coop landing on me isn't his fault. Like, that in that situation, it's my fault. There's nothing I could do to change it except roll around and let him by. And, dude, that track is just, I mean, you look at that face, like, it's just pure ruts all the way across. So you move a quarter of an inch to one side, and you're going to get sideways. So,
shoot off an apology text or anything to him, or when do we do that? Do we do that tomorrow? Do we do that Monday?
I'm more scared of Phil than I think I am of Coop. But, I mean, I think Coop probably knows that there's nothing I could do, right? I mean, I feel bad. Like, I never want to affect the leaders like that. He didn't come over to my pit and yell at me. I think he's bigger than that. But I wouldn't have been upset. I would have stood there and just let him yell at me and be like, I know, man, I'm sorry. Like, but there's nothing I could do, and there isn't. So, it sucks, and I feel bad for him, but it's part of it sometimes, man.
How'd the other mains go for you, just generally speaking?
Well, the second main, so when Coop landed on me, I actually, like, my arm is super swollen and black and blue, and it just made me, like, really tight and uncomfortable, so that sucks. But then in the second main, like, I just rode tight because of it. And then once I started getting lapped, kind of went straight into deja vu.
Yeah.
And I started going 6 seconds a lap slower.
Right. Yeah.
My mechanic wrote WTF on the pit board.
Yeah.
And I let, like, three people by. It was just – I was just being miserable out there. And that's on me, man. Like, I got to be able to put that stuff out of my head. But at the same time, like, you know, I probably just cost Coop $100,000 or something, you know. So it sucks. I don't want to do it again, obviously, but I also have to stay focused on myself and worry about my race. So the third main, I was better about it. I had a couple small little near tip-overs in the beginning of the main and let a couple people by, but it gave me someone to chase the whole time, where the first two mains, I started, like, 12th and was getting, like, yarded. So it's like you, like, lose confidence. You're like, oh, my God, Mookie's just yarding me, right? Because that's who I was riding with. But then in the last main, I was riding with Freddie and Devin, and it was like we were racing each other. I wasn't just out there surviving. So, third main was a little bit better, 15, 17 for 17th, I think. So,
last question. Did you change gear between each main?
I put a new jersey on for the last one, but that was it. Yeah. It was just because of the sand. Dude, I actually, like, went through so many tear-offs today because the dirt is so thick that when you get roosted, it's like it just blacks out your goggles.
Yeah, I noticed a few guys doing tear-offs a lot over the triple.
I would do 14 for each main, which, yeah, normally for a normal supercross, I'm like 7 for a main.
Yeah.
Like, so that's gnarly.
All right. Good job, Cade. Back in the main event.
Thanks, buddy.